Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want this to be an unforgettable show.
Showtime, boys. This is what it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
Now, from the Auto Glass America studios, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Thursday morning, well, every day, 11 to 2. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. At Roger JP on Twitter. The phone numbers, anytime you want to be on the show, 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025. Good morning, JP. What's happening?
Nothing. Kind of wishing I lived in Pinellas Park today. Because I would be...
Because that's what, like our favorite town in all of Florida.
No, well, besides you know, Flex's affection for Pinellas. If I lived anywhere near there, I would find a vegan restaurant and start throwing meatballs at people. I swear to God.
Monica and JR, have you guys, I mean, has this been all over the news or is it not that big a story? Have you heard about the Chick-fil-A situation?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
In Pinellas Park.
I'm telling you. I just assumed
Funk Flex was in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
I'm eating that chicken, son.
That's what he's doing.
All right. Throw yourself on the floor with all that blood. I don't care. I step right over you, stick that chicken in my mouth.
If you haven't heard, there was a vegan protest at the Chick-fil-A in Pinellas Park.
That's right. That's how you say it.
Pinellas Park.
No, it's not. Can we just call it what it is?
Right.
Pinellas Park.
There it is.
Okay. Chicken sandwich in your mouth, son.
And a vegan protest happened, and it made, I mean, it's news all over the country because the people came in dressed as cows and chickens. It was Cow Appreciation Day for free food at Chick-fil-A. But the vegans came in kind of like the Trojan horse. They were hidden in the costumes. All of a sudden, they're throwing fake blood around, and someone's got a fake knife, and they're slicing the cow's throat in front of the kids, and parents are diving, trying to cover their kids and cover their eyes from seeing the violence that's going on.
How is it that some parent, like, if there was a father in it, a kid, like, how are they not just taking somebody dressed as a chicken and pummeling them? I mean, absolutely pummeling them.
So stop them from seeing violence by pummeling them. That's
no.
Kind of
no.
Counterproductive.
Violence no. Over violence.
Metallica's got a song called Fight Fire with Fire. You want to come in and act like a bloody chicken? I'm going to make you a bloody chicken. How's that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it that we are at the point where everybody has to bow down to their beliefs? You know, and I'll quote you, Monica. You know, you do you. If you want to be a vegan, go be a vegan. If you want to eat tofu and, you know, lettuce wraps or whatever the hell it is, God bless you. Go enjoy it. But don't make your issues my issues. Let me decide which issues I want to take on and when. If I'm just going to grab something to eat, whether it's by myself, with my kids, or whatever it is, take your nonsense somewhere else.
I understand some education. Like, if you know, if people are wanting to find out about it and they're curious versus you forcing it down their throat.
But
if people are curious, if, like, you thought about possibly doing it, then you reach out to them and then, you know, they happily and peacefully, you know, and non-bloodily help you.
See, that's the problem. Nobody likes when someone else tries to convert them.
No,
nobody likes
that.
I don't care what you're trying to convert me to. Let me, like you said, find what I want. Let me find my way. You can be a vegan, but don't try to force me to become or tell me that I'm bad because I don't do what you do. No, you're bad because you don't do what I do.
Don't try to tell
me
that your Thanksgiving is better than mine because you're eating a tofurkey.
Yeah, you know what I'm like?
And you're eating a turducken?
No, well, at least a turducken is turkey, duck, and chicken. I mean, that's all the meats. But we have somebody here who's like a vegan, vegetarian, whatever it is. And like she'll sit there and she'll tell me all about how great her tofurkey was. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No, you can't convince me.
Yeah,
not a chance.
You know?
Oh, hold on. Seth
I think it would be hysterical if somebody honestly found a vegan restaurant and just went and started throwing chopped meat at people. Or just hopped over the counter, grabbed the grill or wherever it is and just started making burgers.
Right. Rub some bacon all over the veggie grill.
Let me tell you about how great my lifestyle is.
Yeah. I mean, what if meat eaters were forcing that down your throat and went to the vegan restaurants? I mean, that's the same exact thing. Nobody wants that.
Whenever I go to a steakhouse, I like to get the big, what's the one with like Raj with the big bone?
The T-Rex?
But what do we do? What cut
bone
is it?
Bone in ribeye.
The ribeye.
Yeah,
I would like to go with the big long handles, the big tomahawk. Yeah. And I would love to go in there and just swing that T-bone and just whack right in the face. There's a T-bone to the face, bitch. Boom.
That's like real violence.
Yeah, what? I tell you what, we'd get news.
I mean, they're doing fake blood. What if we did, you know, raw hamburger meat and it was flinging it on the walls and it's sticking them instead of hitting with a cow rib?
Better yet, throw it up in the ceiling fans and let it get all over the place, nice and easy. Monica's not feeling it.
I mean, that's fighting fire with fire.
Then you're just being as bad as they are. And
what happens is nobody fights back. Nobody argues back.
You can argue back with words. You don't got to throw bloody meat at them. Like, that's
but
nuts.
But why are they throwing blood in the Chick-fil-A?
Because
they're wrong. They should stand outside with a sign.
I agree with you, but they're wrong. So don't be wrong, too. Like, that's ridiculous.
No, sorry. I'm sick of it. We had an issue going on where we are on Long Island where Roger Waters is coming in to do a show, right? And somebody is an attorney who's upset about Roger Waters' views about the Jewish state and Palestine and all this other nonsense, right? And this guy's now suing to get the arena to cancel the two shows. And I'm like, listen, bro, if you got a problem and you got a problem with his views, that's fine. Come outside, get a sign, protest all you want. But don't try and stop me from going to see a rock show that I want to go see. Right. Everybody's like,
well, he brings on the political stuff, though. From what I understand, I know someone who went to the show and he brings it on.
Like, oh, yeah,
okay.
He's totally.
So if you don't like his views.
So is Eddie Vedder. There's so many people who do that.
If you don't like his views, don't buy a ticket. Don't try and make it so that I can't buy a ticket.
No, I
stop
agree.
What's JR laughing about?
Something. Someone's going to be funny today on line 3. That's all I know.
Well, hurry up and put it through.
Well, first, hold on. Seth's been hanging on line 1. Hey, Seth, Roger, JP. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I got to agree with JP on this. There's here. You know what? This is a public service announcement to all of you vegans and people who feel like slapping a fish off of somebody's fish pole to save it from being eaten, or going into a Chick-fil-A and stopping people from eating chicken or burgers or whatever they want to eat. Public service announcement. If I see you in public and I'm chowing down on a Big Mac and you touch it, there's going to be a big problem. And it's not because, you know, I agree. You know, killing animals, I feel, is inhumane at times.
But you're going to fight them, Seth. You're willing to fight.
If I'm out with my kids at Chick-fil-A and they smack my chicken sandwich out of my hand, I'm going to smack their teeth out of their mouth.
Nice.
Public service announcement, this is not going to end well for you guys, okay? Vegans, because number one, you don't have enough protein in your body to beat me up.
Right. And here's the thing, too.
They're like flabby and listless.
They're like terrorists. We can't let the terrorists win. We can't. And if what happens is they know that we just don't even care. We're not even going to fight back. But you know what? It's time to form the resistance.
There's a certain point at which you had enough.
Exactly. Plus, I love saying
gonna
the resistance.
I'm going to be a meat ninja. And when you
man.
That just sounds dirty.
Okay, I'm going to have burgers and nuggets. And every chicken sandwich, I'm going to start slinging food just like JP. Me and JP are going to be back to back like it's a zombie apocalypse, and we're going to take you all out.
Backs to each other, slinging meat.
Understand, too, thanks for the call, Seth. What they don't understand, too, is the best thing that could have happened to Chick-fil-A. The best thing, because now what's going to happen? People are going to go there in droves to show support.
Yeah. So what happened last time there was a protest with Chick-fil-A. Everybody went to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
But the whole thing is people are reaching a point where they're tired of everyone being against. I mean, everybody's got something that somebody else is against. So relax. Everybody doesn't have to agree with you, and you don't have to agree with me. Just go live your life.
Or just if you want to
Monica,
you, want to
you do you is what fits this whole thing.
Absolutely. And that doesn't, you do you doesn't mean you force you on me. You know what I mean?
And, right.
And the whole education part, that's the only thing I get that they're trying to, you know, educate people so maybe they won't, and less animals will be killed or whatever. You know, if that's what they want to do, but there's a way to do it without being bloody and you know, being ridiculous.
Right. Don't insert yourself in my life.
Listen, don't plants take carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen for people to breathe?
That's called photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis. Okay, right? So what they're doing by eating all these plants is killing the planet.
What they're doing.
Stop it. Here's chopping the thing. These I've always down. Said. And
that's
I,
it.
I've
I want to walk in
meat.
There. You know what, Monica? I want to walk in there with a ginsu no. and a sunflower. And like one more move and the sunflower gets it. And you just take that thing and rip its head off.
No!
No.
Yeah. Not that beautiful sunflower.
Right.
You know you'll make someone cry.
I could only hope.
Or wow. you could just be like, I was only going to order one hamburger, but now I'm ordering 50 and more cows are going to be dead or something like that. Something that'll get them that's not violent. Although I just feel like you just want us to get violent, and this is an excuse for you, JP.
It's just that kind of day.
You're not totally off base.
Remember that whole talk about the medication making me feel so much better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big fat lie.
Today's the first day I've seen in a long time.
But at least I took it out on Raj a little bit, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, no sweat. We're good.
But it's like, forget it. It's a whole other story, and I don't want to get into it.
But that's why he's advocating violence against plants.
Yeah. And people.
The medication actually. Can't hold back that violence.
I would, you know what it would, how good it would feel to just walk into a vegan restaurant and walk in there with a couple of pounds of chopped meat, raw chopped meat.
Leave them alone, dude.
Fold them into, like, roll them up into meatballs and launch it at somebody's face.
That's what they said.
The minute you heard the smack against their cheek. It would be
no,
so
JP,
satisfying.
That's what
don't
someone
know
had,
me.
Someone had a meeting somewhere and said, you know how good it would feel to go into Chick-fil-A and start. They had the exact same conversation and they were wrong. Just like you're right. wrong right
yeah.
now.
Look and how, they're on TV
right.
and they're trying to convert people. Right. And everybody's like, oh, don't be mean to the vegans.
No,
but what about
be
what
mean.
They just did to those kids in Chick-fil-A? And
Monica,
like people.
Screw the kids. I hate when people are bringing that part up. Just tell the kids to look away or close their eyes. Boom. Problem solved.
Mean,
if
mean.
We went in there, think about how much press they got. If we turned around and went into a vegan place and started hitting people with chopped meat, we'd be on the news.
JR, get on that. Yeah, go run in there now.
No.
Throw some chopped meat to some people. Let's see what happens.
I'd rather throw a tube steak in their face.
Oh, JR's a whole different level. He's a whole different level of this game.
We could probably get Hoppy to do it.
Hoppy's maybe.
Brennan will shut it down.
Well, I don't know, would he?
Yeah, he'd shut it down.
There's way more meat eaters than there are vegans. And this is not the way to go about it because... When enough meat eaters get pissed off and it flips, guess who's going to win this? There's going to be meat in every vegan place.
No,
because people are getting sick of it.
No, there's no way. Because we're not.
It'll get to that point
because
eventually.
Because what happens is we just let the terrorists be. We don't get all fired up. Mm. Well, now.
Vegans are
but
terrorists.
You know, when
they
you
are.
Were a kid.
Absolutely, they are.
When I was a kid, my brothers would pick on me big time. And I would just start crying or get all mad about it. And my mom would always say, oh, just ignore them and don't let them see that they got to you. And then they'll stop. And they always did. So why don't we not get violent, but also not get, you just don't react. Just, you be an idiot, get arrested or whatever. And we'll just sit over here and still eat our meat.
Yeah, while they go around just stuffing their agenda in people's faces. Like, cut
then
it
just
out.
Just ignore them. Just blow them off. I don't even... pay him any attention. If I want to be vegetarian, I'll contact you. In the meantime, I'm doing my own thing.
Boring.
I want a McDonald's hamburger like right now, though.
Boring.
McRib. Non-violent and peaceful.
Mike is online, too.
Your way sucks.
Mike likes our way better. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Those same people went to a park here in St. Pete called Crescent Lake Park. And a guy caught a fish and was going to eat it, and they accosted him and his family and threw the fish back in the water.
Mm.
But then, JP, I agree with you 100%. I'd love to go into a restaurant like that and throw the meat around, but they would class that as a hate crime, like they do when you put bacon on the door handles of a mosque.
Yeah, and you know the only way I would end up in jail is if they had 12 people on a jury that were vegans. You know, I was like, I'm going to walk in with a salmon fillet and just thwack it against somebody's head.
I don't think that's a hate crime, though. I mean, it's assault.
I would love to do that myself.
Yeah.
But then again, they got to remember, Florida, this is a concealed carry state. You know?
Yeah, right.
You come into a restaurant, you've got this knife that's got fake blood on it. You don't know that. Two to the chest, they're done. on the other thing.
All right. See, now this is what it, this is what happens, JP.
No. Well, here in Florida, when you're fishing, you are allowed to open carry a firearm when you are fishing. Mm-hmm. Mm. And it is a law.
In case you have to shoot the fish.
No, the alligators.
Harass a fisherman or a hunter when they're fishing. You can't harass them. And they've got this on video when they did it.
Yeah. So all right,
probably,
well.
You know, going to be prosecuted, which is good.
We'll see, Mike. All I know is that we would look mean what we did, but they don't get called mean for what they're doing.
They get called mean. We're calling them mean right now. Nobody's on their side. Nobody.
I don't think they're mean. I just think they're a bunch of dicks that need to get their ass kicked. Sorry.
That might be true, too. But
yes, it is true. Thank
now you're
you,
coming
Monica.
Around.
Welcome to the
but
dark
they don't,
side.
But I won't do it. No, but I think that they need to shut up and sit down and someone, whatever. But I mean, not with violence. Otherwise, you're them. I refuse to be them.
Violence, sometimes.
You take a higher road.
Is awesome.
I feel like you you actually physically need violence at some point, like outlets.
Today I do. Yeah. I absolutely do.
So why don't you
it would feel, I'm telling you, if I walked in there with a big giant ribeye and hit somebody in the face with it and just rubbed it in there like, it's cow, I would feel so amazing.
And that person would be shell-shocked for life.
Dare I say cathartic / therapeutic.
I think Tristan is on line four. He apparently, what did you do? You dated a girl from Chick-fil-A? What are you saying?
Yeah, well, I know you guys have moved past the Chick-fil-A thing, but I've got to put this in, man, because I will never eat Chick-fil-A. But before I say that, I do want to tell JP that nobody in the world today says chopped meat except him and Alice Cramden. Yeah. It's ground
beef,
that's
not true.
Man.
It's chopped meat.
I know. Up in New York.
No,
nowhere outside of New York is it chopped meat.
It's ground meat.
And everywhere else in America, everybody says lunch meat. But hey, back to
that's back to cold cuts.
Right.
What is it? Ground beef. You said it's ground beef. Is that what you're saying?
Ground beef. Yeah.
All right. Hey, the thing about Chick-fil-A, you brought it up, and I would never do anything that disgusting, of course. But I dated a girl who managed one here in Tampa for 2 years, and this is no lie. I would go on any. They, as a manager, they are discouraged. You have to hire a certain amount of black people. Okay. They are discouraged against hiring people of any color that don't look like white people. And, they, of course, by law, you have to hire so many black people, but they are discouraged.
Where's this conversation
and they,
going?
And they get... and then one more thing is they are taught that if the person appears to be homosexual, by law, they're not going to hire them at all.
Okay.
And they don't have to. You don't have to hire homosexuals, but you have to hire black people. So
what happened to what happened?
What happens if you're black and gay?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a manager, an ex-manager, to call in from Chick-fil-A to verify that, just to tell you that they are taught not to hire gay people or black people. So
I'm sure there's 10 managers in line. Can't wait to back you up.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
Right.
Thanks, Tristan. I tell you what, though, if you're black and gay, you walk in and say, listen, I'm playing Chick-fil-A, you know?
Yo, how can you not hire black people? We love chicken. All right? We're like chicken connoisseurs.
They're like missing a whole part of the market. What are they doing?
Right?
All right, John is on line one. Then we should get to our
Maybe
first
Maybe they
break.
Were afraid you'd eat into the profits.
True enough, yeah.
Right. John, go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? You got a great show today. Two things. Early. First off, I think vegans count as a minority. So if you incite any violence against them, I think they would call that a hate crime. And the second thing is, I think Chick-fil-A has geniuses in their marketing department, and they're coming up with these things on their own. Because they're very successful with it.
Hmm. You think they're baiting the vegans by having Cow Appreciation Day?
I think they hired those people to go in there and put on a scene because they know every time they do that, their profits go through the roof.
There is a conspiracy theory for everything.
That's interesting.
For everything, there's a conspiracy theory nowadays.
They're doing it themselves. That's interesting. But it is a vegan group, apparently, with a real name and a real group that hangs out in Pinellas Park.
What was the name of the group?
I don't remember. It was weird. It wasn't like exactly what you would expect, but it was a formal group that gets their, you know, gets their stuff done and gets headlines.
Fletch, you going to go back to Chick-fil-A?
Always, son. Never leaving. I'm there right now. Cluck, cluck.
Well, of course, it's your hometown, Pinellas Park.
That's right.
Why wouldn't
it's my
you
home away from home. This is what Pinellas Park sounds like.
What?
Eat it.
That's right.
Stuff it in your mouth.
Right. Love it. Love it all. Funk Flex.
All day, every day, son.
Loves Chick-fil-A. There you go. Well, one day maybe you'll endorse Chick-fil-A. They'll come to you.
I'll do it right now.
I bet.
Hey, Nick, on line two real fast. What's up, Nick?
Hey, man, I'd say this is what we do to protest vegans. We take a baby cow into a vegan restaurant.
Oh,
don't go crazy, Monica. I'm not going to kill the cow.
Thank you.
And then we sit down and order a vegan meal for the cow and let the cow eat whatever grass these people are eating as their meal. And just sit there with the cow and just have a nice dinner.
Wouldn't it be great if the cow just got up and wiped the vegan meal right off the table? Yeah.
This stuff.
Yeah. I eat grass all day. You take me to a restaurant, you want me to eat more grass? Get the hell out of here.
Awesome. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks.
Thank you, Nick. We can't hear you over the cows. Yeah. Thank you.
I have a burrito. Brandon on line one. Go, Brandon.
Hey, Roger. I just wanted to say that not all vegans are like terrorist groups. Because this group that's in Pinellas Park, yes, I do agree. Those guys are definitely terrorists. But not all vegans will go up into a Chick-fil-A throwing blood everywhere. Like, if
that's
I was
true.
In Chick-fil-A eating a salad and someone came up in there throwing blood on me, I'd be like, you're throwing blood on your own people.
Right.
So not
See,
all
now,
vegans
you're right. Not all vegans would go in and do what they do. And not all meat eaters would go
that's
into
right.
a vegan restaurant and hit them in the face with ground beef. However, I would.
Well, let me tell you that most vegans are fit. So if you came up in a vegan restaurant, which there are several in Pinellas Park in Hillsboro, I mean, the chances of you getting hit would be a lot greater than if you were to go up in a Chick-fil-A where people who eat Chick-fil-A are mostly fat people. No point intended, but that's just how it is. That's the difference between vegans and non-vegans. But
all right.
That group is definitely a terrorist group.
See? Told you, Monica.
Here it is. Direct Action Everywhere, Pinellas. D-A-E-P, Pinellas. Put him on a terrorist watch list, apparently, according to that guy.
Get your ass directly out the Chick-fil-A. Make room for me. I got to eat. I'm hungry.
That's right. It's early, but you'll be right in there. Thanks, Funk Flex.
Anytime, son.
Funk Flex.
Pinellas Park Chick-fil-A, here I come. You coming, Monica?
I'll meet you there.
JR, you love chicken like me. Let's do it.
I love it. I live in it.
Done. Done, son.
We finally know the spot. That's
Waffle
the spot
fry.
Today.
That's
there
the
it
spot.
Is.
Pinellas Park Chick-fil-A. Blood, no blood. We're going to eat.
I only had it that one time when they brought it here to the station. Mm-hmm. Remember that dude showed up?
I do.
That's the only time I ever had it. I got to be honest with you. People freak out about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know.
That's why you're so negative.
I'm not negative.
You need more Chick-fil-A in your life.
Then you'll be converted, and you get the religion to me and Brett and sometimes Funk Flex.
Why don't you join that Direct Action Network, whatever it is. Put some blood on yourself. Make yourself happier.
Dude, I'm happy.
You sound it.
I'm entitled to have a bad day.
Every day?
Negative.
Negative. Funk Flex negative. Found the negative button.
It was right here the whole time.
It sure was.
Negative.
All right, well, Roger, JP on the bone. Just getting rolling. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 1025. The Bone.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.